You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. Praise our God for another opportunity to come into your cars, into your homes, up into the shed, wherever you coming in and tuning in to us. We are so grateful for the radio broadcast, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, making it possible on Mondays and Fridays to come into your home, into your cars. Just take me along with you. I'm so excited. And then Cypress audience also, we're glad for you tuning in today. We want to be a blessing to you today with a word of encouragement, a word of hope, a word of peace, a word of joy, however, to lift you up, to lift you up through the word of God. I'm so glad to be in the studio live here. Praise our God. We thank God for you today. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity as we come on to air today, God. We thank you for your people. We thank you now, God, that you would touch them, God. Lord, wherever they need to be touched at in every area of their lives right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that how you kept us throughout the weekend, Father. We thank you how you have touched our bodies and kept us healed. Even now, Father, while we lay down on last night and woke us up early this morning, closing our right mind with the activity of our limbs, Lord. Hallelujah. The blood running warm in our veins. Father, we are grateful and we thank you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, I want to say to you, we know Mother's Day was on yesterday. Praise our God. And I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you that I didn't get a chance to say Happy Mother's Day to you on yesterday in person or by the radio. But this morning I am doing it. Mother's Day is still every day. First, I'm concerned with the mothers. Praise God. A mother's job is never done. It's never done. But we just took yesterday to really set aside to celebrate the mothers. And again, we want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for what you do and what you have done down through the years for your loved ones, your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren. Amen. And your nieces and nephews still playing that mother role in their lives also. And we want to say thank you so much. And we appreciate you. Listen, we want to give God the praise and give God the glory. Amen. We thank God for all of our evangelists at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all and the prophetess. God bless all of you all. Praise God. And to our church mother, God bless you. God bless you. Bless you. To Lady Watkins, Evangelist Watkins, Dr. Watkins, thank God for you. Thank God for you. You and you and all of you that make up the congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Listen, get excited because we're getting ready to get into some good things. We have our church anniversary coming up. You don't want to miss that. Amen. The Memorial Day starting that Monday night. You don't want to miss it going all the way to June. June 4th. You do not want to miss it. Amen. We got a good lineup. You don't want to miss it. God is going to be doing something in the church anniversary celebration. This is the church anniversary celebration. It's coming up. You don't want to miss it. Starting that Memorial Day. I would say that's everybody going to be out doing stuff. Oh, but it ain't going to be. Go ahead and do what you need to do. Come on. Come on. We're at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. We are going to be there that week. It is going to be so phenomenal. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the place. Amen. Get ready. Get ready. I'm just going to go through some brief announcements right quick. Get ready. Royalty Night. Royalty Night is going to be this year, September the 16th. That's a Saturday, 6 o'clock. We're the Great Outdoors Plantation in Titusville. You don't want to miss it. Get yourself together. get yourself together and get there. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss it. We got different things going out. Different things will be going on. You can get in contact with different ones for more information. How you can get there to, you know, purchase what you need to get there. So I want to be very precise and specific about this, because God blessed us to do this, and it's going to be nice. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Again, that's the Night of Royalty, September the 16th. Amen. Praise our God. 6 o'clock. So, praise our God. And for more information, you can contact myself. Amen. Our area code 321-576-8249, and different ones that I would call Evangelist Blackman. Praise our God. Sister Pat Harvey. You can contact these for more information. And I will be having more information on that as time approach. So, again, we want to send out a lot of condolence to the bereaved family, those that are going through bereavement hour right now. We want to send out our condolence to them. Praise our God. Again, to Gloria Thomas and the Thomas family, Frank Thomas. Amen. Hallelujah. And the passing of their daughter. Amen. To Lady Watkins and our side, on that side of the family, we're sending out our condolences and prayers to the family. Praise our God. Funeral service for Shonda Thomas will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. James in Titusville on Dummett Avenue. So we're looking for you and you to come around and throw your arms around this family, that God will strengthen them and see them through. And we appreciate all of you that has come and brought cards and food and all the things you have done thus far. Thank you so much. We're from Frank and Gloria Thomas. I'm quite sure they will let you know later and thank you in a more formal manner later on. But I'm saying for the family, we thank you. Thank you for your cards, your phone calls, you're stopping by. Thank you so much. And as time go on this week, let's continue to pray for the Thomas family. And those that are going through bereavement that you may know that I don't know, we're praying for you and with you. Praise our God. Listen, I want to encourage your hearts on this morning. Thank God for Prophetess Rita Wright that brought the word on yesterday or for Mother's Day at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise our God. Won't bow down, won't take down, because I know who's on the inside of me. Praise our God. What a blessing. Truly enjoyed that word on yesterday coming from Prophetess Rita Wright. Oh my God, it was something in the place. Praise God, God. Praise God. God bless you, Auntie. Hallelujah. Laney, God bless you. Thank God for you. Happy Mother's Day to you and your daughters and your mother. God bless all of you. God bless you too. I want to say happy Mother's Day to my godmother, Verdell McKinney. God bless you. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all of them. Mother Hickman, Mother Hooks, those that I didn't get a chance to see may be watching or hearing over the radio. I want to say happy Mother's Day to you, all of you. Mother Irene Demps, Mother Lord, all of you, happy Mother's Day to you. Praise our God still. Now, listen, I want to encourage you today, because we're living now in what you call the last of the last days. Amen. And you got to make sure within everything that is in you that you have your mind made up, because the enemy's job is to come to do three things: steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I want you to know today that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, against principalities, rules, and darkness. Amen. But you got to have your mind made up. I'm going to do what I'm going to stand in here. I'm not going to fall prey to what the enemy is doing, because it's only a delusion. The enemy comes to pump. The Bible says he is as a roaring lion. He is as a roaring lion. Come on. Hallelujah. One thing he cannot do, he cannot come across the blood. See, this is what we got to realize. We have something great. We have the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. We have God, Jesus, abiding on the inside of us. And the enemy cannot. He cannot. And I'm going to stress this. He cannot destroy you. The enemy cannot destroy you unless you allow him to. Come on. Because why? The word of God tells me he will keep me what? In perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So if we keep our mind stayed on God, and in the midst of what we're going through with, the enemy cannot do what? Destroy us. Why? Because God has given us the authority to speak to the enemy. Come on here. He's given us power to decree and declare things in the atmosphere that try to come up against us. We got the power in us to what? To make the atmosphere conducive to us. We don't become conducive to the atmosphere. The atmosphere becomes conducive to us. Why? Because the words that's in our mouth, the word that is proceeding out of our mouth. Come on. You have power and you have the authority in your mouth to do what? Speak and decree and declare over a situation, over things that you're going into. Come on. God bless all of you. Good morning. I want you to know today that the situation that you're facing right now, the situation that you're in, guess what? It does not have you under control. You have it under control through the word of God. Why? Because his word says he has given us power. He has given us power to do what? To decree and declare. Amen. A situation. You could call those things which be not as though they were, because the word of God says so. The word of God in you. The word in you. The word in you. The word in you. Come on. It has to become alive to you. The word of God has to become alive. So you must do what? Put it out there. Hallelujah. At any given time, do not magnify the situation that you're in. I'm not saying do not magnify. Do not lift it up more than you lift up the name of Jesus. The more you lift up the word over that circumstance and situation you're in. I just want to talk to you this morning, because it's time now that the body of Christ believe what we're preaching and what we're teaching. It's time for us to walk in it. It's time for us to walk in it and stop letting it walk over us. Come on. You have power. You have the authority in your mouth. Jesus said, I gave you the keys. Come on here. Whatsoever you do, what bind in heaven is already bound. Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is already loosed in heaven. So you have the authority, praise our God. You have the authority as believers in Jesus Christ. Come on here to do what? To decree and declare. To open your mouth. To begin to speak things and to begin to call those things which not be as though they were. God bless you. Hallelujah. Dr. Williams, God bless you. I thank God for you. I want you to know today that the battle that we're in, the battle that you're facing, is not yours. It belongs to God. It belongs to God. It belongs to God. And if you're in God, God is in you, you can do this. Come on here. You can come out of this. You can come through this. Why? Because God has not do it. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. The battle is not yours. I want to go to the book of Psalms. We know this by heart. I love it too. I want to go to the book of David. David said, do what? I will do what? Lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel. I have to go back. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. Come on. Your help coming from the Lord today. Your help is not in the situation that you're in. I stopped in to encourage somebody. It's not going to take you under. You're not going to lose nothing. You're not going to, come on here. You're not going to let the enemy walk over you. Because why? The word of God says, according to David, I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. Your help coming from the Lord today. No matter what you're in, no matter what you're facing, your help today, my brother, your help today, my sister, come from the Lord. Come on. Do not fear, for God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Even though I'm going through this, even though you're going through this, even though you're in the midst of the test, come on. Your help coming from the Lord today. You must lift your eyes up to the hills. Be not weary in well doing. Lift your eyes up to the hill. Come on here. David said again, I would do what? Bless the Lord at all times. Why? Because his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Because why? My help cometh from the Lord. Praise our God. Your help cometh from the Lord today. Come on here. You can lift up your hands in the sanctuary and do what? Bless his holy name. Why? Because your help today does not come from the situation or the material things that you possess in life. Your help today coming from above. Come on here. He's on the throne. He's on the throne. And he's worthy to be praised. Your help today come from God. Come on. Don't faint in the day of adversity. Come on. Because your help today coming from the Lord. Hold your head up high. Come on. Hallelujah. Because your help coming from the Lord today. Hallelujah. And one thing I know about God and I love about God, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. Why? Because your help today is in him. Your hope today is in him. Your peace and your joy is in him today. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah to God. All we got to do is do what? Keep looking up. Keep pressing our way. Keep looking up. Keep giving him glory. Keep giving him praise. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He that will come, according to the book of Revelation, he that will come shall come. Hallelujah. I will not give up. Hallelujah. I know who I am. I know who's in me. I know who's with me. Hallelujah. So therefore, I will not be shaken in the midst of a storm. I'll stand there and let the enemy know. Praise God. That's right, Evangelist Mark. I know God will see me through. Because he's my help today. He's your peace today. He's your joy today. Hallelujah. The battle that you're facing, the battle that you're in, you already got the victory. You already an overcomer. Come on here. Hallelujah. You keep saying, well, I don't understand why you say that. I'm an overcomer. I don't understand why you say that. When you know that you know that you're in the midst of something and you got peace and you got the great I am on the inside of you, guess what? You're an overcomer. You could go on through it. You could go on through it. I'm reminded of the disciples when they were in the boat. And Jesus said before they got into the boat to go to the other side, Jesus said, let's go over to the other side. So he knew that there was going to be a storm. He knew that there was going to be a storm. But they didn't really realize Jesus was with them in the midst of a storm. See, things are going to come to try to keep you from going over to the other side. But you got to push. Things are going to try to block you. You got to make up in your mind. I don't care what come my way. I don't care what happens while I'm getting to the other side. My job is to get to the other side. I'm not going to let something deter me from going to the other side. The wind may rise. Storm may rise. Come on here. Things in my life may occur, but I'm going to do what? I'm going to keep looking up to the hills from which cometh my help. I'm going over to the other side. I'm not going to let nothing stop me. I got to go over to the other side. None of these things shall move me. That's what Paul said. None of these things shall move. I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Come on, because my help is in God. I'll let nothing. He went on to say, call some of those things. I dare. Nor things present to come. I let nothing separate me from the love of God. Because why? My help coming from him. And I got to keep my eyes lifted up towards him. I'm not going under. I'm not going to lose. Why? Because Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Nisi, all this, we can call him what we want to call him, but he's still with us. Jesus Christ, the Elohim, the El Shaddai, hallelujah, the He, Him, is with us. And you're going to make it through this. You got to make it through this. Why? Because He lives. He lives. God bless you, Elder Roy. I just bless you, man of God. Thank God He lives. You got to fight the good fight of faith. No matter what is going on, I don't care what the enemy is doing, whether he's trying to hit your finances, we all been there. Where he's trying to put sickness on you. All been there. But one thing I know, the enemy cannot do nothing until he get permission from God. And when he get the permission from God, he still can't touch you. He still can't touch you. Why? Because God has the ultimate. God has the first and the last, the middle and the last say so over your life. So what you got to continue to do, continue to lift your eyes up to the hill from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Your help today come from the Lord, my brother, my sister. Your help today. You may say, well, Apostle, I don't know. I'm not saved. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Well, let me help you. Let me help you. Because he said, if you confess with your mouth, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. So just as simple as that. Come on, if you believe that, if you say, Father, forgive me, I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, you said, I shall be saved. I believe. And if you said that and you believe that, you're saved. It's just as simple as that. Now, come on, jump on here with me. Come on. Hallelujah. And he'll give you as you go. He'll give you the Holy Ghost as you ask for. He'll give it to you. Come on. So you can lift your eyes up to the hill today from which cometh your help. You're not in a situation by yourself. I'm going to say it again. You're not in a situation by yourself. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. He said, I'm a river present help in time of trouble. God is with you. Jehovah is with you. You're not fighting this battle. You're not in this situation that you can't come out. God can and he will bring you out. But you must do what? As David said, lift up your eyes to the hill from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. He that keep Israel will never slumber nor sleep. He's not sleeping. He's not sleeping on your behalf. He's not sleeping. He's not slack concerning his promises towards you. You can make it, my brother. You can make it, my sister. God is your help today. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. I believe God, and we take him at his word. We take him at his word. You may say, well, Pastor, Dr. Curtis, I'm in this, and it feels like I'm all alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. He's with you. You're not alone. You can make it through this. You're not alone. Come on. He said, again, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. One translation said, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. So if you feel like you're in trouble, he's with you. If you feel like you can't come out, he's already bringing you out. It's according to your faith. It's according to your faith. You first must believe that he is rewarded to them that diligently seek him. So guess what? He's your help today. Lift your eyes up. Lift your eyes up. Take your eyes out of the circumstances and the situation and lift your eyes up to the hill from which cometh your help today. I didn't come with nothing so drawn out where you can't understand. I come to make it plain. Lift your eyes up to the hill from which cometh your help today. Your help cometh from the Lord. Come on. He made you. He know all about you. He know you're going in and you're coming out. He know you're lying down and you're uprising. Come on. There is nobody else I know that much about you. Why not lift your eyes up to the hill? Which cometh your help today? Your help coming from the Lord. Your help coming from the Lord. Your help coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. He created you. He knew all about you. He knew about every test that you're going to go through. And he knew every test that you're going to faint through. But he still is your help. Come on. Take God at his word. Take God at his word. Don't let the enemy tell you that God is not going to see you through. That God is not going to bring you out. That God, come on, can't do this, that God is not on the throne. Don't let the enemy sideswipe you. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep looking up to the hill from which cometh your help. Hallelujah. Keep God and focus in the center of your life. You can make it today, my friend. You can make it today, my sister. You can make it through this. It's only a test. Please stand. It's only a test. God is bragging on you. Come on. Your help is in Him. Your hope and your trust lies in Him. One thing I know about Him. He's not going to let you go down. You know what? My time is getting ready to come and go. He didn't let Peter, even though Peter, when Peter came walking to him, he came walking to the disciples on the water. Guess what? Got 2 minutes. I got to hurry and tell you this. When he came walking to the disciples on the water, and Peter cried out. They cried out. Thought it was a ghost. And Peter said, if it be thou, bid me to come. Jesus said, come. And guess what? Peter began to walk. But Peter took his eyes off and began to sink. But then, here we go. This part I was getting at. He won't let you fall. He reached way down. And they say, Peter. So today, while you're in the midst of what you're in, don't stay there. He'll reach way down, pull you up. Keep your eyes on Him. My time is coming to go. Listen, until Friday, same time, same station, 1510, WWPC. Come on, same time, same station. Be right here. Tune in. Listen, have a great weekend. A great week. 1 minute. Have a great week. Don't fear. Don't fret. I'm looking to see you all at the church anniversary, May through the 2nd. I'm looking to see you there. You don't want to miss this night, these nights. Great speakers coming up. I have more about it. Listen, I got to go. Until Friday, same station, same time. 9:30 till 10. Tune in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.
I heard him say, Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
Fire needs no burning.
It's in my soul
right now.
I heard him say,
Moses,
take your shoes off,
you're on holy ground.
I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off,
you're on holy ground.
I heard him say, Moses,